The governor has been out of the state or unavailable to the Wisconsin news media since last Friday's ruling by federal judge Barbara Crabb. But after an appearance in Oak Creek this afternoon, Walker was asked several questions about same-sex marriage, including why he doesn't ask fellow Republican and State Attorney General Van Hollen to drop the legal battle against Judge Crabb's decision.
We take an oath of office, and as part of that oath, we're obligated to uphold the Constitution of the state. This isn't just a rule. This wasn't just a law. This is in the state's Constitution as enacted by the voters of the state. And I think the Attorney General, correctly so, takes his obligation to uphold his oath, which includes upholding the Constitution, very seriously.
Walker declines to answer whether he backs Van Hollen's warning today that county clerks issuing a marriage license to same-sex couples could be prosecuted. The governor did respond to a question about his views on gay marriage by saying he voted for the constitutional ban on the practice.
For me, as I've said many times years ago, I voted for the referendum in 2006, as did a large majority of people in the state of Wisconsin. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate others who have different views on that.
But Walker refused to answer a follow-up question from newspaper columnist Dan Bice as to how Walker feels now about same-sex marriage.
I'm not declining comment. You can print exactly what I just said, and it was
but
pretty
that
clear.
You didn't say yes or no.
Again, Dad, you can print whatever you want, but I did not decline comment. I gave you an answer, and if you don't like it, then you can print whatever you want, which is what usually happens.
Democratic candidate for Governor Mary Burke says Walker appears to be doing the bare minimum on same-sex marriage rather than showing leadership. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.